And speaking of Mississippi, that's exactly where we're headed right now through the magic of radio. It's the next stop on this wild ride to the general presidential election. It's the next Democratic primary. It's in the Magnolia State, or what our web editor and Mississippi native Laura Conaway says is also called the hospitality state.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon.
Over the weekend, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's campaigns descended on the state, hurriedly organizing supporters in a bid to grab the state's 33 delegates ahead of the primary on Tuesday. Joseph Parker is a professor of political science at University of Southern Mississippi. He joins us now to give us a look into the minds of Mississippi voters. Hi, Joseph.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Mississippi Democrats traditionally haven't really played a big role in early voting. Back in the 80s, they were jumbled in with other Super Tuesday states, and recently their primary has come too late in the election cycle to really matter. So, what's the vibe on the ground? Are people really excited about this?
Well, we haven't had much time to get excited.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It kind of happened quickly.
I don't know whether the candidates were thinking about Mississippi, and I'm not sure that many Mississippians were thinking about the candidates until this sort of last-minute attention we've had.
What's voter turnout expected to be? You also have two congressional primaries going on at the same time.
Yes, there are two congressional primaries and Senate primary on the Democratic side, though that's against Cochran, and that's not exactly going to be a big deal.
Is this going to bring more people out?
I would think so, and particularly in those two congressional districts. Those are hotly contested races, several candidates in all the races.
Now let's talk about a change recently. Mississippi Democrats were recently granted what's called a closed primary, meaning that the primary is limited to voters who've declared their party affiliation. Now, how do they make sure that that is indeed the case? Is it based on the honor system, or do people have to prove that they're a Democrat?
It has to be the honor system. The Mississippi has a kind of peculiar, allegedly closed primary where a person can be challenged at the polling place.
What does that mean? The clerk can say, prove it?
Yeah, if you're challenged, let's say I go to the Republican side and somebody, my next-door neighbor says, oh, gosh, Parker's not a Republican. I've seen bumper stickers on his car for Democrats and yard signs and so forth. Then I have to say, well, yes, but I intend to vote for the Republican candidate in the general election.
Okay.
I've been here 33 years and I've never seen it happen or heard of it happening. So I think it's effectively Mississippi has an open primary.
So let's talk about this rift that Hillary Clinton has had with Mississippi voters, or apparent rift. This all gets back to a comment that she made when she was courting Iowa. And during back then, remember, way back then, seems like so long ago.
Eons ago,
the caucus in Iowa. She made a comparison. She was criticizing, in essence, Iowa for not electing a woman governor or sending a woman to Congress. And she was relating that to Mississippi, which has a similar history. And she was essentially saying, hey, Iowa, you don't want to be compared to Mississippi on this issue. You know, buck up, elect a woman for president. That didn't go over so well with folks in your state, right?
Well, we are a bit accustomed to it in Mississippi, but that I would think would be considered a kind of gratuitous insult.
Is it having real repercussions? I mean, how is Hillary Clinton doing in Mississippi right now? This is considered a state that will go for Barack Obama, but has she been able to make some inroads in the last couple of days?
Well, she was here in Hattiesburg on Friday and a enthusiastic reception of course, from the base that she's had in other states as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people showing up to a rally does not necessarily translate into votes. But her husband has been here full time since Friday.
Do people like him down there?
Oh, I think he has the base of support that you would blue collar African Americans. A lot of just run-of-the-mill people think that the 90s were particularly good years for Mississippi.
Hmm. Let's talk about...
He has his fair share of haters as well, I should say.
Let's talk about the issues. What Mississippi is the poorest state in the country. What are the issues? I mean, clearly economic concerns, but what other issues are at the top of the list for Mississippi voters?
Well, economic issues surely would be the top issue. The war is a controversial issue here, as it is other places as well. Probably not a strong anti-war base in this state. The hurricane recovery is still a big issue. There are still serious problems there, particularly housing problems. In those three counties that border upon the Gulf of Mexico, I think that would be a very big issue. It's brought up in the Clinton campaign that she has made efforts to promote the recovery and insurance plans and so forth.
Now, the fun part about this election for folks in the media is that we're spending time in these states, and they really matter. The votes there matter in this historic primary. It's a chance for us to put a spotlight on states that may go underrepresented. This is your big moment, Joseph. What is the biggest misconception about the state of Mississippi? Quickly. I'm sorry. I'm leaving you no time. In five words or less.
Five words or less. Mississippi is a beautiful state of beautiful people, and everybody should come here.
There you go. You did it. Joseph Parker, professor of political science at the University of Southern Mississippi. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay. Enjoy talking to you.
Thanks.
Take care. Have a good day.
Hey, coming up, about 100 people joined our Twitter feed this weekend. It's all the rage. We're going to tell you why. Stay with us next on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.